All right, joining me here in the KM studios is Montel Vanderhark.
Am I saying that right?
You are indeed.
There we go. I gave the...
Thank you.
It probably, probably isn't used much anymore.
Most people gloss right over it.
There you go. All righty, so Local Filmmakers Night is coming up on the 14th at Access Humboldt in Eureka. Always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you were going to be showing some of your films,
mm-hmm.
right?
Some of my short films mm-hmm. and commercial work, mm-hmm. feature film, maybe a few snippets here and there.
So I guess let's back up and explain to folks if they aren't aware. What is Local Filmmakers Night?
Local Filmmakers Night is put on at the Eureka High School campus. Access Humboldt facilitates the Local Filmmakers Night, and people can come out, check out some local work, and have a little Q&A. Oh, and there's free food.
Can't beat that with a stick. So it's like, you know, the first time I actually was there at Access Humboldt, I was like kind of blown away by, you know, how nice all that equipment and facility is. It's really something else.
Yeah, and they do a good job of helping community members be able to come in, learn, and then get their hands on the gear and create their own stories or programming.
Absolutely. Now, you were just telling me off air that you've had a documentary running for some time.
Yeah, my business partner, Sean Wilson, was the director, and he and I and a very, very small dedicated crew, we spent the entire 2006 fire season out on the road with various crews. Our local volunteer crew was actually the Honeydew Volunteers, and once we completed that, we submitted it, and it's been showing on the documentary channel since 2008.
Nice. How long is that piece?
It's about 85 minutes.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Is that... the documentary channel, is that nationwide?
It is, and I believe now that it's on the Dish Network, it's much more, I guess, ubiquitous.
Yeah, fantastic. That is really something else. Alrighty, so why the theme plays well with others?
Well, in the last few years, I've been working at College of the Redwoods, teaching digital media classes, but also working on the projects of my friends or colleagues in the industry. I was lucky enough to work with Maria Mattioli on her film, The Wine of Summer.
Yeah, I've heard so many good things about that.
Oh, yeah, it's a great film. And that's also where I met and got to work with Malcolm DeSoto, another greatly talented local filmmaker.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah. Great. We got a really amazing amount of talent in this little community.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one amazing thing that I'm really excited about working at College of the Redwoods is that I get to see students who are just beginning to explore their own creative sides and try to help them out however I can, including once they finish up at CR, trying to help them get hooked into the community of artists already.
And the thing is, you know, it's the nice thing in today's world is that it is very easy to, you know, to shoot video. I mean, for instance, my phone sitting here on this table can shoot a movie, and there's actually software I can edit that movie on the fly. So that's pretty cool that people have access to that, you know. But still, you know, it's like what you do with it. That's the difference. It's like you know, if everyone's a filmmaker, how can then there be filmmakers? Because it's still the story you tell.
Absolutely. It's all about storytelling, and that's one of the things that we emphasize, again, to reference College of the Redwoods, is that I tell my students every time we meet that story is king.
Without Absolutely. It, yeah, the thing is everyone can talk, but not everyone can tell a story. So it's, you know, it's a learning, you know, what makes for a good story and what makes for putting, you know, certain scenes together, what makes that work, what makes that compelling, and you know, that's what, you know, separates. But the nice thing is that everyone has access to it, and it's never been easier to do so, and more people can become these great storytellers.
Absolutely. Go on down to Access Humboldt or take some classes and get started.
Yeah, absolutely. So this event, Local Filmmakers Night, it's coming up on the 14th, and doors open at 6:30. And the show is at 7, and there's free food.
Oh, yeah. Coffee, food, mm-hmm. It'll be great.
And how long does this presentation last?
Usually I think it goes about an hour. There's also a raffle and some trivia games that go on at the end. You can win yourself some prizes.
Fantastic. And just kind of give us a brief glimpse of the things we're going to be seeing.
My work tends to be on the silly and bizarre side, so I've got a puppet film called Left Shoe the Bunny Slipper that I'll probably be taking a look at, as well as some of my commercial work and short artistic films, shall we call them.
Uh-huh. And Are we going to see at least a snippet of this documentary that's airing?
Yeah, I'd love to show some of that, although I don't want to show too much because if my partner Sean Wilson ever has his own local filmmakers night, I imagine that would be something he'd like to show as well. So I might show one or two scenes that I really am fond of. I was also the editor, so nice. You know, I feel a great deal of attachment to the project as well.
Fantastic. All righty. So what's it cost to get in?
It's $5, and it goes to support a great cause.
Fantastic. Well, I highly recommend folks come out to it. It's always a wonderful event, and again, it's going to be coming up on the 14th of next month. Doors open at 6:30. 7 o'clock is when it happens, and it's at Access Humboldt Eureka, which is right there at Eureka High, if you've never been before. And how many people does it hold?
I don't know. I think I've only seen it really full one time, and must be about 50, 70 people.
Yeah. So it's a fun intimate setting. So go check it out. The films of Montel Vanderhoek. Very good. All righty. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.